And the Oscar goes to Spotlight.
In a surprise moment last night, the Academy Award for Best Picture went to the story of how Boston Globe reporters documented a massive child abuse cover-up by the Catholic Church. And in his acceptance speech, Spotlight's producer, Michael Sugar, said he hopes that his film leads to changes at the top of the Catholic Church.
This film gave a voice to survivors, and this Oscar amplifies that voice, which we hope will become a choir that will resonate all the way to the Vatican.
Mary Dispenza shares that hope for change. She was abused by a priest as a child, and today, Mary Dispenza directs the local chapter of SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. She was watching the Oscars.
Last night, I was sitting in my chair, glued to the Academies, and so hoping that Spotlight would be chosen as the best picture.
You stayed up all the way to the end of the show.
Oh, to the very end. And
tell me about that moment.
It was truly a joyful moment because I know it wasn't my story, but in a way it was my story. And it was a story of so many other survivors who have lived in darkness and hiding and secrecy and shame. So to see our stories portrayed in Spotlight and be honored and awarded as the best story. And it was a story of truth and exposure and healing and accountability. So I was so happy. So happy for myself and all survivors of sexual abuse, and in particularly clergy abuse.
You, in fact, you held a protest the morning of the Oscars, yesterday morning outside St. James in Seattle. What was
yeah,
that about?
We did. I'm smiling because it was our Spotlight moment. We wanted to use the movie Spotlight as a springboard for an action.
What action do you want?
We want two. Which is to continue to release the names of credibly abused clergy members and employee members of the Catholic Archdiocese of Seattle. Some have been released, and we're very grateful. However, the list is incomplete, and we need the names to keep coming out. We and SNAP uncovered four more, which the diocese knows of, and I want them to do their research, and if they find fault with those names, fine. If they don't, publish them, because Archbishop promised that kind of transparency. That's number one.
The diocese is disputing your four more names that should be released?
No. Well, I don't know what adjective it's fair to put on their resistance to disclose those names, because I don't know why they are not doing that.
How do you and your supporters, your colleagues, survivors, how do you take this Best Picture Oscar victory and make that lead to any change in the Catholic Church?
That's a very good question. You know, I don't know how much change Spotlight will bring about. I know it will hopefully free survivors who have lived in darkness to come out, to come forward, to tell their stories, because I believe that's what's going to change hearts and minds and secrecy, stories being revealed. But will it change the heart and soul of the Catholic Church? I'm not sure.
What is that connection between hearing your story, hearing it? There are others like you, hearing that story validated. What's the connection between that and you finally talking about something long buried? How does that work?
As we come out and tell our stories, it breaks the bonds or the chains that have held us prisoners for so long. And usually when we get free from something, it often transfers then into action. We want to do something. We want to take a stand. We want to be seen. We want to make this story different for other, in this case, children, youth, vulnerable adults. We don't want any more persons to experience what we did and to have to work a lifetime to get free. So good stories often change us and move us into action. That's the power of stories.
How do you imagine someone who's never talked about what they went through? How do you imagine a Best Picture acclamation changing them, inspiring them?
Well, for me, when I see somebody else do something brave and courageous, it inspires me to believe I can do the same. And when those persons who have told their stories, like Phil Saviano in the movie Spotlight, I know him. He's a great human being, and he's still standing and standing tall. And there's a line in the movie that says he's one of the lucky ones. It's referring to a survivor telling his story. So seeing anybody tell a story about bravery and courage, it's like I'm seeing one of the lucky ones, and I want to be one of them too and live fully. So stories inspire and help us to live and go on.
Mary Dispenza directs the local chapter of SNAP, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests. She was abused by a priest as a child, and as we were saying goodbye, hugging goodbye earlier today, I asked her, do you feel like one of the lucky ones? And she said, I do. I am one of the lucky ones because somebody loved me. A spokesperson for the Archdiocese of Seattle, Greg Mignone, did tell us here at KUOW that the Archdiocese has released a complete list of priests credibly accused of sexual abuse based on research of their own records. And then one more note, just now the Vatican newspaper today praised the new Best Picture winner, Spotlight, and the paper said the film's not anti-Catholic because it gives voice to the shock and profound pain of the faithful when confronted with discovery of this horrible reality.